It's Abundant Living, your guide to experiencing a more abundant life in Jesus Christ, with your host, founder of AbundantLiving.org, David Leisenfeld.
Hello and welcome to the Abundant Living program. I'm very glad you're joining me here today. I am David Leisenfeld, here to talk with you more about having an abundant life in Jesus Christ. You know, that's a kind of a big thing when you talk about having an abundant life. You know, we live in a society here in the United States that talks a lot about abundance, talks a lot about prosperity, what we are owed, what we deserve, what we should want, what we should have, always trying to get the biggest and the best. But you know, abundant life is not about coveting things. It's not about trying to always get more for the self. Real abundance is seeing how you can give the most of yourself in service both to God and to others. I realize that in life, if your happiness is based on what you get, you're going to be disappointed quite a bit. Because the way of life that God has is based not on a way of getting for the self, it's actually based on a way quite the opposite of giving. Now look at Jesus Christ himself, his example, his abundance in life. It says that for the joy set before him, that is, the joy of seeing many children, many sons and daughters brought to glory, to be part of the kingdom of God, that he was willing to endure the cross. Now, we live in a society as well that is very much intent on helping us to get as far from pain and sacrifice as possible. But I want you to realize, I want us all to realize, that he who lays down his life for another, he who sacrifices himself in good for another, has experienced what great love is all about. In fact, Jesus said, no greater love has a man than this, that he lays down his life for his friends. And Jesus, of course, did that, but he showed us the way. He is the example that we're to follow. Now, I want to ask you here as we start the Abundant Living program, do you want to be like Jesus? Is it the goal? Is it the vision of your life? You know, God said that he gave pastors and apostles, prophets, teachers, that they could be a gift to the church. But here's the reason. So that we can learn, so we all come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, there's no other way to describe Christ, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Jesus is so huge. But do you realize that that is the image we've been called to be children like Jesus showed us to be a child of God when he walked in the flesh on this earth. Now, Jesus is no longer in the flesh. He is glorified. A spiritual body sitting at the right hand of our Father in heaven. But he blazed a trail that we are to follow. He blazed a trail that we are to walk in. He showed us how to live in this flesh yet without sin. He showed us how not to walk in the flesh, but by the Spirit. And the promise to us is that God would give his Spirit to those who believe. And one of the great gifts that the Spirit of God gives to us is the power of a holy life. The power of a life apart from sin. Because by our flesh, we can't do it. Israel, when they were given the law, could not obey God. You in your own flesh cannot obey a God. I cannot obey God. And one of the great realizations of my life, and I hope you've come to in your life, is just to simply say, God, of my own strength, I cannot obey you. But please bless me with your Spirit that I may. And God is faithful and just when we confess our sins and we come to him in faith, believing that he will give, that he will give us his Spirit, that we may live a new life in Christ Jesus. And in your life, wherever you find yourself, whatever you find yourself struggling with in life, I want you to know there is forgiveness for you. I want you to know there is redemption. I want you to know there is life when you give your life to Jesus. I hope even as you're listening, if you're finding yourself being convicted right now, just go ahead and ask God to please forgive you and wash over you with his Spirit.
Because His Spirit revitalizes. His Spirit refreshes. His Spirit just pours over you and just cleanses you, and it removes the burdens of sin and the burdens of guilt and the burdens of depression. And God's Spirit lights a smile on your face because God is good. God is good all the time. And His ways and His love and His care for you are perfect. You might remember the story or have heard the story from the book of Acts when the disciples were taken and imprisoned. And they were beaten. They were in there singing and praising God. They had knowledge. They had belief. They had a vision of what life was beyond what this world could offer or beyond what this world could say. And so I hope you will pursue the life that is found in Jesus Christ. I hope that you'll make it the pursuit of your life. And the promise of God's word is this. The promise of God is that if you seek Him, you will find Him. If you seek Him with all your heart. So make that the mission statement of your life. Say, today I commit. I will seek You, God. And I will give my life to You. And I will pursue You. And you know what happens when you start to seek after God and pursue God and make that the goal and vision of your life? All the things that were holding you down, that were putting you in bondage, that were keeping you chained up, that were strapping you down, just break off. Because the power of God in your life, when you make that commitment to seek and pursue after God, the things of this world that were holding you down, break off and they seem as nothing, whether it's alcohol or drug abuse. Whether it's sexual immorality or being covetous of possessions and of things, or whatever entertainments and the things of this world that want to keep you down and keep you from thinking and keep you from going after and obtaining the promises and inheriting the possessions and being in your place in God. God made you. He made you individually. He made you specifically. He knows you individually. And He made you with a reason and with a purpose. So grab that vision. Grab the vision that God has for you. Seek after Him. And watch how your life will be transformed. It will never be the same again. Now here on the Abundant Living Program, we're going to pick up talking about prayer this week. We talked about Bible study last week, and we've been talking about the disciplines, the practices that Christians do. Because without these practices, it's going to be pretty hard to have a relationship with God. It's going to be pretty hard to do what God wants you to do. It's going to be pretty hard to truly love God and love your neighbor. And so in order to become who we were meant to be, we have to participate in the process. We have to be practicing it in order to live it. Now, the thing is, you know, if you said you wanted to learn karate, I think I used this example a few weeks back. If you wanted to learn karate, you don't just say, well, I'll read about it and then I'll know it. I'll think about it. I'll talk about it. No, there are practices that have to be done to learn how to properly punch or kick or defend, blocking a punch or blocking a kick and learning all these things if you wanted to learn karate. Well, the same thing is applicable in Christian life. Look, you have to be practicing things in your own life in order for it to come out, to have the fruit produced when you're out in your daily living, when you're going to your job, when you're going to your children's events and practices, when you're being with your family. In order for there to be an expression of Christianity, there are certain practices that need to be done. You have to be trained up. And so last week we talked about this. We talked about Bible study in 2 Timothy 3:16, how God has given us His Word for instruction to teach us. And doctrine and reproof, to be willing not only to embrace the good promises, but also take the correction, also to take the reproof, to realize there are promises that, you know, are not pleasant, that are just as valid as the promises that are. God wants to reward us, but He also says, look, I'm warning you as well. If you want to reject this way, if you don't want to go this way, I'm warning you, you're not going to be part of the kingdom of God either. We have to realize all of the Word of God and realize there is instruction and righteousness. But for what reason? That the man of God may be thoroughly equipped. That the man of God may be perfect, complete, matured, and thoroughly equipped for every good work. So God leads us there with Bible study. Now here's the second discipline is prayer. We have to be praying. We have to be talking with God. Now, what is prayer? You know, sometimes we think of prayer as just being such a religious and lofty term, but basically it simply means to talk with God, to communicate with God. It is offering praises to God. It's blessing God, giving thanks to God, sharing your life with God, having sorrow before God, crying before God when you're sad or when things happen that hurt, laughing with God when you're rejoicing or happy, petitioning God, asking God for help, for guidance, for blessings. Prayer is a time of confessing to God, confessing sins. It's a time of asking for and receiving forgiveness. It's a time of intervening and interceding on behalf of others, of going before the King on His throne and asking Him to give to someone else the things that you're asking for. Do you know the Bible even says that you can go and ask forgiveness for someone you see sinning and God will give that person life because you asked for forgiveness? Check it out. 1 John chapter 5. It's a time of not only receiving forgiveness for ourselves, but also giving forgiveness to others. Sometimes we have to forgive others right before God because that's the only place we can do it. Sometimes our hearts get so hard, we need to do it in the presence of God to forgive someone else. Sometimes the person who we haven't forgiven is a parent or a grandparent or an uncle or an aunt who's dead. You can't go to them for forgiveness, but you can forgive them before God. Because as you've probably found, if you've practiced Christian forgiveness, you can hold a debt against somebody even after they're dead. And it will still produce bitterness, anger, and resentment in your own life. Most people don't realize that the real blessing in forgiveness is the blessing that comes back to you. When you forgive, you not only release that person who you're forgiving, you release yourself. Because Jesus says, as you forgive others, He will forgive you. That's an important lesson, important teaching that comes along with prayer. So prayer is the act of talking with God about anything and everything. And as much as you would spend time with your friends, talking to get to know them, sharing your thoughts, your dreams, your fears, your everything in life, God desires to share His life with you and for you to share your life with Him. So I want you to think about that. And we're going to get into this more now. We're going to get into the chapter when Jesus' disciples came and said, Jesus, teach us to pray. Well, how did He teach them to pray? How does God teach us to pray? So let's get into that when we come back here. So stay tuned here on the Abundant Living Program. We'll be right back after this message.
Is your home filled up with stuff while you yourself are empty? Are you living an unfulfilled life? If so, you need to go to AbundantLiving.org. AbundantLiving.org is a website designed to help you discover your awesome potential. God made you in His image so that you can grow and experience the abundant life He enjoys. Many people search for meaning in life, but there is only one place to find a life worth living. Go to AbundantLiving.org and find the answers to living a successful and abundant life in Jesus Christ. You will discover who you are and how to have peaceful, joyful life as you learn more about God and the reasons He made you. Great health and wealth mean nothing if you're empty inside. Seek the riches that last forever. Go to AbundantLiving.org. AbundantLiving.org, the website with signposts for success.
He alone is faithful and true. He alone knows why.
Welcome back here to the Abundant Living Program. Glad you're joining me here today. I am David Liesenfeld. That was the beautiful voice of Carolyn Sharpen. You know, God is faithful. He is faithful and true, and He does know what is best for us. And I hope that you know He knows what is best for you as well. That you can trust that. That you can trust that God loves you, that God cares for you, that He will work things out in your life. Now, I'd like to invite you to go to our website, www.abundantliving.org. If you're struggling in your life, if you need some encouragement, some help, or maybe you're just saying, you know, I really want to know what the Bible teaches. Well, I want you to go to abundantliving.org. Click there on audio. You can listen to many sermon-length messages, like 45 minutes long, but good teachings about things like marriage, about child-rearing, teachings of different aspects of the Bible, forgiveness, how to be a good worker, how to have real greatness, to realize what it is to serve and to sacrifice, to realize that we need to be seeking after God, to talk about prayer, talk about looking into God's Word. You're also going to find there a radio log. If you like this program, you can listen to a previous radio broadcast also that are designed to help you and encourage you in your relationship with Jesus Christ. What about these Ten Commandments? Are they valid for today? A lot of people say they're not, but, you know, it's very interesting. You go through the Bible and you find that the patience of the saints, as it says in Revelation 14:12, is this. They keep the commandments of God in the faith of Jesus. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. Realize that God's commandments are good. They do teach us how to live, how to love God. That's why it starts with, you shall not have no other gods before me. You shall not make any graven images. You shall not take my name in vain. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. These things talk about the worship of God. And then honor thy father and thy mother, who in many ways are like God in a child's life. But also how we have that honoring relationship. And then think about it. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not covet. These things also teach us. And you say, well, those are just letter of the law. But the thing is, if you see the Word of God by the Spirit of God, you realize, hey, when it says do not murder, and Jesus said it means also don't hate a man in his heart, then what would God have me do? Love your neighbor. Give life to your neighbor. When He says don't lie, what would that be in the Spirit? Well, teach the truth. Speak the truth. If He says don't commit adultery, what does He want? You to live sexually pure and live with your husband or your wife in purity, with honor and integrity, with loyalty and commitment to the sanctity of a relationship where two become one flesh in marriage. When He says don't covet, what does He want? Well, He wants you to give. When He says don't steal, what does He want? He wants you to have enough, not just for yourself, but to give to others. As it says in Ephesians 4, verses 28. So think about that. And go to abundantliving.org. You can listen to radio broadcasts about the Ten Commandments. And I encourage you to do that. And here's the great part about it. It's all free of charge. And if you say, well, I don't want to listen on the internet. I wish I could listen in my car. Well, just get a CD and download it to your CD. Burn it right onto a CD, right off the internet. It's all free of charge. I want you to have these teachings. I hope you will avail yourself of what is there and really take advantage of the teachings, the written articles that are you can print off, and the audio messages you can listen to or download to an MP3 player or to a CD, and take them with you in your car and be encouraged by what is there for you. Now, if you need a church to go to, I also would like to invite you out to Rock Valley Christian Church. That's the place where I pastor, and I would love to help you and encourage you as a disciple of Jesus Christ. And Rock Valley Christian Church, we're about standing on the rock who is Jesus Christ, and being His disciples, not a disciple of me, not a disciple of David Liesenfeld, but a disciple of Jesus Christ.
And so I hope that you will give your life to Christ. And if you need a place to come and learn what Jesus teaches us to do and how to live and be encouraged to keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ, well, come on out to Rock Valley Christian Church. We meet every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. in Lake Elsinore, California. For more information, go to AbundantLiving.org and click on Rock Valley Christian Church, or you can dial this toll-free number, 800-799-5199, 800-799-5199. Now, Jesus said in the book of Matthew, he said, when you pray, you should not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. And assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, and God wants us to be praying, Jesus wants us to be praying, go into your room. And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. I want you to consider that just a minute. Do not pray with vain repetition. Sometimes people will say, you might hear this, you know, say 10, Lord's prayers to, you know, because you need to do that as a penance. You know, it's not about saying 10 Lord's prayers. It's not about repeating the words over and over. It's about having a contrite heart before God and asking him with an honest heart and with a willing heart to forgive you, to cleanse you. Prayer is real conversation. It's not pretend. It's not theory. You wouldn't come up to somebody and start saying the same words over and over and over again to them. You would just talk to them. Always remember that prayer is not a practice without reality. Sometimes we like to see the person we're talking to, and I admit, it's easier to talk to somebody you see than somebody you don't. But God is more real than any person you see. He is spiritual. He is eternal. And when you talk to God, he hears. And he desires to answer. And so when you pray, pray with that realization in your mind and in your heart that God is listening, that God cares about you, that God is your Father who wants to answer you, your prayers. And don't use vain repetitions, thinking that you'll be heard by saying something over and over and over again. But rather just know that God hears you when you speak with honesty in your heart. Now, a lot of prayers that we pray can sometimes be very selfish, self-oriented, things that we want, things that we desire. But I want you to realize that the reason we pray is not just to ask God for the things we need. It's most importantly to develop a relationship with God. Now, you can imagine if you sat down to pray or to speak with a friend, you wouldn't keep asking your friend for things over and over and over again. Your friend would get annoyed, and your friend would say, well, the only reason he wants to be my friend is because he wants me to give him things. Realize that when you consider prayer. God's not the genie in the bottle that we keep asking for request after request after request. God is to be our Father in heaven. Jesus is our brother. And yes, we ask for help. We ask for blessings. But it's part of a relationship. And prayer is about developing that relationship. And so what does God want us to pray about? Well, Jesus teaches that here in the model prayer, in the Lord's Prayer, as it is known. And we're going to talk about that next week on the Abundant Living program. So I hope you'll join us here the same time next week. These half hours just go faster and faster every week. If you'd like to find more information or maybe hear some of these radio broadcasts that are previously recorded that you missed, go to AbundantLiving.org. AbundantLiving.org, that is our website. And check it out there. There's also articles there for you to read. You can actually subscribe to a newsletter list that comes out each week with a quick hit. Just a Bible verse and some teaching on it. It's a nice devotional to have. For more information, go again to www.AbundantLiving.org. And hope you'll join us here the same time next week.
Is your home filled up with stuff while you yourself are empty? Are you living an unfulfilled life? If so, you need to go to AbundantLiving.org. AbundantLiving.org is a website designed to help you discover your awesome potential. God made you in His image so that you can grow and experience the abundant life He enjoys. Many people search for meaning in life, but there is only one place to find a life worth living. Go to AbundantLiving.org and find the answers to living a successful and abundant life in Jesus Christ. You will discover who you are and how to have peaceful, joyful life as you learn more about God and the reasons He made you. Great health and wealth mean nothing if you're empty inside. Seek the riches that last forever. Go to AbundantLiving.org. AbundantLiving.org, the website with signposts for success.